Question 3. There are some very successful scientists who claim that they make no attempt before starting a problem to find out what has previously been done. They argue that too great a familiarity with the methods used by others destroys their freshness of approach. There is indeed something to be said for this argument. However, usually those who put it forward are better acquainted with their subjects than they admit. Furthermore, the risk of making ridiculous mistakes, already described by others, is so great that few are willing to take this course. Consequently, it is almost always necessary to undertake some sort of study of the literature of a subject before entering the planning stage. It should not be carried too far, or it will go on forever and serve as a complete bar to action, but it should be adequate.